Friends, in this chapter, chapter 58, we are going to discuss about the government business conducted by the banks. You know, this government business means it is a support which is extended by the banks to the government. For that, vice versa, the government is developing certain product and implement through the banks, and that is to be implemented by the banks. No doubt reciprocity is there. Business has to be done and common person can be serviced. So, the most important for the beneficial of the countrymen, when the government issues any product or certain incentives, at that point of time it is very important that banks also should respond to the instructions of the government, and they should implement in the letter and spirit and provide whatever is given by the government to reach to the common person. This is the business that is the banks are also handling, that is government's business. But not all the banks, some public sector banks, most of the public sector banks, and only select private sector banks are conducting the government business. Okay? Tax related and all other things, you know, they are spread according to the request made by the banks. That is, facility is made available to the banks so as to earn certain kind of commission as their kitty, into their kitty. To understand this government business, I have taken into consideration three aspects. And we concentrate our discussion on these three topics only. One is a government business product, government services which are extended by the banks to the government, and finally, the agency commission that is earned by the banks. Okay? Now, these government services are facilitated by the banks, like opening up account and collection of the payment on behalf of the government through its designated branches. Certain schemes are implemented, like income tax scheme or challans, where the penalty is required to be paid. Okay, customs. Inside, within the government, whatever business they have to do, they are doing it. But ultimately, the payment has to be passed on to them, and the government also maintains and opens the account with the some of the public sector banks where customers has to approach. This agency commission will be provided by the government for having supported to them and carrying out the various types of the government business and the schemes. Some of the prominent business segments which I have enumerated here, one is a public provident fund. Public provident fund, PPF, is a government scheme. Then Sukanya Samruddhi Yojana or Sukanya Samruddhi account. Okay. Another is senior citizen saving scheme. Senior citizen saving scheme. Then floating rate saving bonds, then sovereign gold bonds and new pension scheme. These are around 5-6 business segments which are implemented by the government through the public sector banks, and some, not all, but some, hardly any private sector banks. Now, government business products. Government business products, all the departments of the government, like CBDT, CBEC, CBDT means it is a income tax, Central Board of Direct Taxes, and the Central Board for Excise and the Customs, Department of Ministerial Account, Online Tax Collection, State Government Tax Collection, Sub-Treasury Transactions of the State Government, E-Stamping of the State Government Stamp Duty Collection, National Pension Scheme, Government of India Deposit Scheme, that is PPF, Senior Citizen, RBI Saving Bonds, then Pension Payment, Central, Civil, Defense, Railway, Post, Telegram, and also Government. So these are the products of the government, and these are all implemented through the banks. So government business products consist again One by one, we will see. One is a public provident fund out of those 5-6 items which I narrated. It is not possible to discuss all these together, but mention is made that these are the product offered by the government. Now, public provident fund. What happens in public provident fund? Public provident fund account will be maintained with the public sector banks by any person. There is a criteria. Okay. A single adult person of resident Indian, a guardian on behalf of the minor person, which is unsound mind, can open one account all across the country, either in post office or any of the bank of the public provident fund. In this account, minimum deposit you are required to pay is rupees 500 in a financial year. Every year, minimum 500 you have to deposit into that account. And maximum deposit of rupees 150,000 in a financial year. Maximum deposit, 150,000 in a financial year. Now, maximum limit of rupees 150,000 shall be inclusive of the deposit made in his her own account and in the account opened on behalf of minor. Okay? Then this amount, 150,000 per year, can be deposited in any number of installments in a financial year in multiple of rupees 50 and maximum up to 150,000, that is 1.5 lakh. So this deposit qualify for deduction under section 80C of Income Tax Act. With effect from 1st January 2023, that is this January, interest rate of 7.1% per annum compounded yearly will be provided to this public provident fund. If any financial year minimum deposit of rupees 500 is not made, then the said PPF account shall become discontinued. This discontinued account can also be reviewed by the depositor before maturity of the account by depositing minimum subscription of rupees 500 plus rupees 50 as a default fee on each default. Right? This account will be have the maturity of 15 financial years, excluding the financial year of account opening. So totally 16 years. Okay? Up to 15 years, it can be continued. Now, the premature closure shall be allowed before completion of 15 years. This account can be withdrawn, but after completion of 5 years from the end of the year in which the account was opened, and it is subject to certain conditions. For closure of the account, there are certain conditions. One is, in normal circumstances, after 5 years of the year of opening the account. And in other cases, there may be a death of the account holder. The account shall be closed and now by the nominee or legal heirs, shall not be allowed to continue the deposit in the account. It should be withdrawn. Next is a Sukanya Samruddhi account. Public provident fund, that much information is enough. Okay, to understand better, to handle this case in of the branches. Now, Sukanya Samruddhi account. This is the scheme of the central government, and it is stated for the benefit of the girl child. Minimum 2 girl child account can be opened, and in case there is a twin, then third can also be included as eligible, a third child is also eligible to open the account. Therefore, the Sukanya Samriddhi account for the girl child can be opened by the guardian or father or mother in the name of that child who is below 10 years. Child should be less than 10 years old. Only one account can be opened in India, either in the post office or in any bank in the name of that girl child. This account can be opened for maximum of two girls in a family. Provided in case twins or triplets, the girl's birth, more than two accounts can be opened. Okay? Then this account can be opened with a minimum initial deposit of ₹250 per month. Minimum deposit in a financial year, complete year, should be 250. And the maximum deposit is 1,50,000. But deposit should be in the multiples of ₹50 in a financial year. Suppose it is 250, it is 300, 350, maybe 500, 550. Like that, in multiples of the 50 only you have to add. But putting together all the 12 months, it should not exceed 1,50,000. Right? Then this deposit can be made maximum up to completion of 50 years of the child from the date of opening the account. Not from the date of birth of child, but once the account is opened, that will remain there for 15 years from the date of opening. If minimum deposit is 250 is not deposited in account in any of the financial year, then the account shall be treated as a default. And this defaulted account can be reviewed before completion of the 15 years from the date of opening the account by paying minimum ₹250 plus ₹50 as a default fee in each defaulted. This deposit quality for the deduction under the deposit is qualified for income tax benefit under Section 80C of Income Tax Act. The rate of interest currently, with effect from 1st July 2022, is 7.6% per annum. And it is getting compounded yearly, and interest earned is tax-free under the Income Tax Act. Okay, this account will be operated by the guardian. This account operation in the account will be operated by the guardian till the girl child attains the age of 18. Up to 18 year of the girl child, this account will be opened. Operated by the guardian, mother, father or guardian, whoever it may be. Withdrawal may be taken from the account after the girl child attains the age of 18 or passed 10th standard examination. Withdrawal may be made in one lump sum or in installments, not exceeding 1% for the maximum of 5 years and subject to the selling which is specified, subject to actual requirement of the fee or other charges. Account may be permanently closed after 5 years of the account opening, either on the death of the account holder and also on extreme compensatory ground line as explained here, due to life-threatening disease of the account holder, that girl child, then death of the guardian by whom the account is operated, then complete documentation and application required for such a closure. For premature closure of the account, submit a prescribed application form along with the passbook at concerned branch. In general, this account should be closed after 21 years from the date of account opening or at the time of marriage of that girl child after attaining the age of 18. This is about Sukanya Samriddhi account. Third one will be senior citizen savings account. Senior citizen. This account can be opened by any individual who is above 60 years of age, and there may be a different retirement age for the civil employees, that may be 55 years or 58 years or 60 years, whatever it may be. This is subject to condition that the investment to be made within 1 month of receipt of retirement benefit, that can also open this account. The retired defense employees above 50 years of age and below 60 years of age, with a subject to condition that the investment should be made within 1 month of receipt of retirement benefit, are permitted to open the account. This account can be opened as an individual capacity or jointly with spouse. Now, in this account, minimum deposit requirement is rupees 1000 and in multiples of thousands, subject to maximum limit of rupees 15 lakhs in all senior citizen savings scheme opened by the individual. In case any excess deposit is made, the excess amount will be refunded immediately to the depositor above 15 lakhs. And only post office savings account interest rate will be applicable from the date of excess deposit to the date of refund. No interest will be paid like other deposits in banks. But post office saving deposit rate of interest will be payable for the amount which is deposited beyond 15 lakhs. Right? The investment under this scheme qualifies for income tax rebate under Section 80C. From 1/1/2023, interest rates are 8% for this account, that is senior citizen account, payable from the date of deposit of 31st March or 30th September or 31st December in the first instance, and thereafter interest shall be payable on 31st March, 30th June, 30th September and 31st December. Account can be prematurely closed any time after date of opening. If account is closed, senior citizens account, if account is closed before 1 year, no interest will be paid to the balance accumulated in this account. If account is closed after one year after and 2 years before it completes date of opening, then amount equal to 1.5% will be deducted from the principal amount. And if account is closed after 2 years but before completion of 5 years from the date of opening, an amount equal to 1% will be deducted from the principal amount. The extended amount, extended account can be closed after expiry of 1 year from the date of extension of the account without any deductions. This account may be closed after 5 years from the date of opening and submitting the prescribed application form for the passbook at the concerned branch office. In case of the death of the account holder, from the date of death, the account shall earn the interest at the rate of post office savings bank. And in case spouse, can be continued till the maturity if the spouse is eligible to open the senior citizen savings scheme account and not have another senior citizen savings scheme account. Next account will be the floating rate savings bank, savings bond. Floating rate saving bond. that is a treasury bonds. The person who is a resident in India, in her or his capacity, or in individual capacity, on a joint basis, or in individual capacity on any one of the survivor basis, or on behalf of minor as a father, mother, legal guardian, and HUF, that is Hindu undivided family, can open the account. The characteristic feature of the floating rate saving bond 2022 treasury account is minimum deposit shall be rupees 1000 and the maximum, there is no limit as such. The interest on the bond is payable semi-annually on 1st January and 1st July every year. The coupon rate for floating rate savings bond 2020 treasury for the period January 1, 2023 to June 30, 2023 and payable only on July 1, 2023 has been rest with 7.35% per annum. This facility, the facility for premature closure of this bond is available to the eligible investors after the lock-in period of 4 years, 5 years, or 6 years, where the age bracket of the 80 years and above and between 70 to 80 years and 60 to 70 years. So three bracket, 80 years and above four years, then 70 to 80, five, and from 60 to 70 years, premature withdrawal is permitted after 6 years. The investor who is desiring to avail the facility of the premature encashment will have to submit the documentary evidence in support of his or her date of birth to satisfaction of the receiving officer. 50% of the interest which is due and payable for the last 6 months period of the holding period shall be recovered as a penalty from the investors in case the premature encashment is done. Now, this partial encashment of the amount which is invested on the single application is not permitted, and the investor need to submit a request letter for full amount to be prematurely encashed. The bond shall be repayable on expiry of 7 years from the date of subscription. No interest would accrue after the maturity of the bond. And this payment of the maturity proceeds to the account holder account as per the details furnished by them on the due date of redemption. Fourth is a sovereign gold bonds, investment in a gold through the account. Who can invest? A person who is a resident in India, is an individual in his capacity, as such individual or on behalf of the minor child, or jointly with any other individual, trust, or it may be family trust, or it may be Hindu undivided family, or it may be charitable institution, or it may be university, can purchase the gold bond in open account and open account with the banks. Minimum 1 gram and maximum 4 kilo per year, per fiscal year, for the individual, okay, and 4 kg for HUF and 20 kg for trust and similar entities which are notified by the government from time to time can open the account. From 16th June 2022, interest rate payable for the sovereign gold bond is fixed at the rate of 2.5% per annum from the date of issue of these nominal value bonds. The interest shall be payable half yearly, and premature redemption of the sovereign gold bond is permitted after 5 years from the date of issue of the bond on the date of which the next interest is payable. The request for the premature redemption shall be submitted to the branches at least 10 days before the next interest payment is due. The sovereign gold bond shall be repayable on expiration of 8 years period. Last one, that is public provident fund account, new pension account. And in this new pension account, the individual citizen of India, both resident and non-resident, in the age group of 18 to 70, as on the date of submission of NPS, that is new pension scheme form, can join the new pension scheme. Now, tier 1. What is tier 1 and tier 2? Tier 1 is that minimum contribution of rupees 500 and tax benefits are available. Whereas in tier 2, the minimum contribution should be 1000 rupees. After completion of 10 years or before completion of 3 years, if the subscriber has joined the national pension scheme after 60 years of the age, the subscriber can withdraw the maximum 20% of the corpus of the lump sum, and minimum 80% of the corpus has to be utilized for purchasing an annuity plan for receiving the pension. Okay. Accumulated amount, 20% you can withdraw, but 80% you have to keep it like that, and you have to get it monthly pension on it. If the accumulated corpus is less than rupees 2.5 lakh, then entire corpus is paid as a lump sum to the subscriber. On completion of the 60 years of the age, if subscriber has joined the new pension scheme before 60 years of age, or after completion of 3 years, if subscriber has joined the NPS after 60 years of age, subscriber can withdraw maximum of 60% of the corpus as a lump sum, and minimum 40% of the corpus must be utilized for purchasing the annuity plan for receiving the pension. If accumulated corpus is less than rupees 5 lakhs, the entire corpus is paid as a lump sum to the subscriber. Subscriber also has an option to continue in NPS till the age of 75 years or exit anytime after such continuation before 75 years. While exiting from the national pension, new pension scheme, the subscriber can defer its annual purchase, that is 40% corpus, for maximum period of 3 years. In case of unfortunate event of the death, of the subscriber, the nominee or legal heir can withdraw the entire accumulated corpus. The nominee or family members of the deceased subscriber can also purchase an annuity if they so desire. Now, other government services. The other government services, business, we have seen the business. Now, let us see the services. Product we have seen. Now, see the services to the government. Government services extended by the banks are considering the following. One, collection of the direct taxes, that is CBDT. Then custom duty payment. Then employee state insurance corporation. Pension payment business. Public financial management system. Taxes, treasury and sub-treasury business. Right? So these are some of the services which are provided by the banks to the government. Coming down to understand little bit about the agency commission. This agency commission, no meal is a free. At each point of time, wherever services are provided, it attracts certain amount to be paid to the banks, even though it is a government job. So the transaction relating to some of the government business undertaken by the agency banks, they are eligible directly for payment of commission by RBI. And RBI is funded by the government. One is the revenue receipt and the payment on behalf of central state government. Commission government is paying to the banks. Pension payment in respect of the central and state government. Revenue or agency commission can be paid by the government. Any other item of the work specifically advised by the Reserve Bank of India as eligible for the agency commission. So friends, with this, we have completed our discussion on the government business. Thank you very much.